T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
News Radio 930 WBEN. It's Tom Bowerly and David Bellavia. It's Bowerly and Bellavia on News Radio 930 WBEN.
David, we've got a brand new topic, a whole nother topic that we're going to whip out for the 5 o'clock hour.
This is going to be fun.
Well, it could be fun or it could go disastrously off track.
Which
often
fun.
Happens on this show, that and which would sense. Make it fun. Okay. So, One of these places. I don't know how much credibility you guys give these things, but there's a joint that is given Buffalo, New York, the most coveted title, I think, of the friendliest city in the United States of America. Now, the full story is, as it always is, on WBEN.com, but it is Buffalo, New York winning the friendliest city in America contest, and we'll have details just ahead. I do want to remind you, because I know many of you love the ghost shows we do. Many people love those shows. David Bellavia is not one of those people. So I'm not going to force David to sit here and do a ghost show with me. So we just talked to Tim Wenger, our operations manager, prior to going on the air today. And I'll be doing a special ghost show 7 until 9, Sunday evening, October 28th. Sunday evening, October 28th, 7 to 9. And I know what you're thinking. Dude, it's only 2 hours. Or you're thinking, we got to listen to 2 more hours of you? One or the other. But there's no commercials. It'll be a commercial-free 2 hours, which is like 4 hours of normal programming. So I hope you'll be listening and calling in with your ghost stories on Sunday, October 28th, 7 p.m. until 9 p.m., and it will be commercial-free here on News Radio 930 WBEN. And speaking of paranormal stuff, I'm embarrassed to tell you that it wasn't until I was listening to Sandy Beach this morning that I found out that the longtime local psychic Bernice Golden died. She was obviously a fixture on local radio for many, many years, and TV as well, and our sympathies to... I know her brother, worked with him many years ago, and do wish her family the very, very best. Now, David, Buffalo, the most friendly city in America. Let's just read to you what we've got here at WBEN.com. It's a story. You can read yourself, of course, at WBEN.com. A travel and leisure article ranked the top 20 friendliest cities in the United States, and Buffalo took number one. Patrick Kaler is president and CEO of Visit Buffalo Niagara, somebody who moved here not too long ago, and this ranking, he says, accurately reflects his experiences in the region. So Buffalo was also named as one of the top 52 places to go in 2018 by the New York Times article of June of 2018 that Buffalo is a must-see city. So Buffalo, New York, in terms of friendliness, is number one. Does anybody want to agree or disagree with that statement? I have done enough traveling to tell you that it is my personal opinion that this, first of all, I have an issue with how you quantify friendliness, because it seems to me to be rather subjective and not objective. This is not like H2O equals water, our cash code word this hour, but ranking friendliness is rather a subjective thing. Agree, David?
I mean, is it safe to... I'm honored. I think it's great. It's wonderful, and I love this area, and I'm proud of it, and it's great to hear that. But the reality is that this is a completely made-up survey, and there's no way to quantify how friendly you are.
Right.
Because for every guy that's going to help change your tire, there's someone who's stealing bicycles in downtown Buffalo. There's 90 bicycles in someone's basement. Now, listen, I don't know... I don't know if what's more humiliating for, you know, the community to find out you're running a narc ring or the fact that you're also stealing bicycles. But the fact that they found 88 bicycles in a basement, I don't know, that might just kind of push against the whole friendly.
Well, you know. Every place is going to have people that steal. Every place is going to have people that aren't very nice. But I will tell you, David, in all seriousness, and look, this comes from somebody who, admittedly, and I've lived all but 2 or 3 years of my life in Western New York, and I'm not a big fan of the weather, but the people of Western New York, I do believe, are among the friendliest in the nation. Now, can I say absolutely positively that I think we're number one in friendliness? See, I don't know, because I lived in St. Louis for a couple of years, and St. Louis, in so many ways, is like Buffalo. St. Louis is a southern version of Buffalo, New York, and I know what many of you are saying. Check a map, Bowerly. It's not a southern city at all. But one of the first perceptions I had in St. Louis, which actually got me the job at KMOX, I told the program director, look, I know that we live, or I know that this city is technically a Midwestern city, but Dave, I want to tell you something. I don't think it's Midwestern. This city has more of a southern feel than anything else. That perception alone got me the job at that major radio station in St. Louis, Missouri, which did want to hire me back a few years ago, but I stayed in the number one friendliest city in America. But I think it's far more interesting, David, to find out not just if people agree whether Buffalo is the friendliest city in the entire United States of America, but where people have been, where they found unfriendliness aplenty. And David, I can say that there is one place I have been to, one place I have not spent enough time in to offer an intelligent and informed opinion. But is there any doubt that Boston, Massachusetts is the most unfriendly place in America and possibly the world? Like Fallujah would be more welcoming than Boston.
Well, you know, I'm not a big Boston guy at all. I don't like Boston. But as far as I'm going to tell you something. Honest to God, here's how I judge a city. I like to go into a shopping center and ask what I consider to be, you know, maybe two notches above drooling ignorance. Ask really basic questions to a person that works at a clothing store, any sort of shop, and that will give you the perfect, most honest cross-section. If an hourly employee has the time to be kind and polite and answer your question without goofing on you, I think you're living in a pretty, and it helps that you have blue-collar people. I think blue-collar people.
Wait, are you the guy that walks into the shopping mall and you go to Auntie Annie's Pretzels and say, excuse me, do you have pretzels?
No. Well, it's close to that. Do you have mustard is what I ask. But I'm on a no-salt diet. Is there any way I could get a gluten-free, salt-free?
No free pretzel.
Yeah, right. No, but what I'm what a stupid person. No, but what I'm saying though is that when I go to go to the Eastview Mall in Victor.
Yeah,
that's a totally different area. You ask, excuse me, are these the Banana Republic pants here? Are these in the catalog?
Nice.
What are you, stupid?
Nice.
Of course they're in the catalog. What do you think, we sell only original Banana Republic pants here? And no, they're not as friendly as when you go to the mall or when you go to a place and ask for a price on tires. Different towns have different attitudes. And I think Western New York, Buffalo in particular, we're blue-collar people, and we don't think we're better than other people.
That's, you know what? That's right. And no matter where you go in this world, I think... And, you know, Caputo has echoed this on his many, you know, fill-ins, of course, when Sandy was away on his latest vacation with listeners. I think Danny was with him as well. But Buffalo, New York, there's something about growing up in this area that I think, for whatever reason, and I have never been able to put my finger on it whatsoever, it does give you a very solid bedrock. If you can make it in Buffalo and you cannot lose yourself in any fame or notoriety or whatever, you can make it anywhere. Forget New York. The values of Buffalo, I think, if we are the friendliest city in America, David, the values are hard work, perseverance, being able to deal with wide right and never winning a Super Bowl or anything like that. Buffalo gets into your blood. And I don't. I think Buffalo gets into your blood more so than any city in which I have ever lived, whether it was Tampa, St. Louis, St. Charles, or even for a while Detroit, Michigan. There's something about it. Can't put my finger on it, but it totally. It's a totally different kind of a city. But what we want to find out too, though, is the most unfriendly city. You know where I've heard people are ridiculously unfriendly, but I haven't spent enough time to draw a personal conclusion? It's in the Keystone State, the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, Philadelphia. I am told that Philadelphia is filled with all kinds of human octopi.
Well, I could tell just globally, you know, Paris is a horrible city. I hate Paris. London, you know, you'll get the nice little cross section, and it helps. You know, people say all the time, well, if you try to speak French, the Parisians will treat you differently. No, they just swear at you in English. That's what happens. But for the most part, though, when you look at American cities, you know, the cities that are hybrid cities, Washington, D.C. is one of those cities where there's no one really that's native of Washington, D.C. They're from all different parts of...
Yeah, it's like Florida.
Right. And so someone will say, oh, yeah, they're friendly there. Buffalo, it's got the... Do you agree? Do you disagree? And what's the rudest city?
I love these questions. Do you think Buffalo is the friendliest city? And what is the rudest city you have ever visited? Like, well, the city you come home and people say, did you have fun? No, the people were all a-holes. So our topic is, does Buffalo deserve its number one friendliest city in the country ranking? Yes or no? Do we deserve it? And in your travels, you would say which city is the most unfriendliest? For my money, I would have to say it is Boston, although I've not spent enough time in Philadelphia to draw a solid and firm conclusion on whether Philadelphia people are as rude as I've been told. Nor have I spent enough time on the ground in Chicago, David. You know another city that I think is kind of unfriendly and maybe attracts an unsavory element which might add to its lack of conviviality?
What's that?
Las Vegas. I don't think Las Vegas is a particularly friendly city.
I think Chicago is up there.
With unfriendly?
Unfriendly.
And how about Vegas? You got strong opinions on Vegas?
Vegas is another aggregate city that I look at, and I don't really know anyone who's really from Las Vegas. I know people that are from North Vegas. I know people that are from, you know, the biggest little town in the world. But I don't know any Vegas. Like, if you're born and raised in Vegas, I'm thinking you got 88 bicycles in your basement.
You're not going to let that one go.
I can't let that go. Who's stealing bicycles, man?
Well, the problem is, David, that, and you know this, that people don't typically record serial numbers of their valuables. Do you have the serial number of your TV in a place where if your TV ever got stolen, you'd be able to positively identify it by serial number?
Well, if the TV got, well, here's the thing. You're right. We don't track those things. But I'm blown away that the takeaway of that story is some guy was running a crack house and moving, you know, 700 crystals of crystal meth packets a day. No one cares. What, they had 25 Schwinns? That must be stopped. Where is the SWAT team when we need it? And did I overhear that was Officer Lehner's dog?
Yeah, it was Shield.
Shield the dog, still on the force, and actually broke up the bike stealing ring. That's pretty cool.
Well, I guess the dog would have been in there to figure out, to sniff out where the cocaine
drugs
and pot were hidden in the house, but they apparently stumbled on 88 bicycles.
Yeah, getting the bikes sniffing dog isn't nearly as lucrative as...
Our next 12 voices in 12 hours will deal with the stolen bicycle epidemic, apparently in Buffalo, New York.
I got to tell you that New England, I'm going to say it's beyond Boston because there's some rudeness all over New England.
Okay, I have been to Vermont on many occasions, and
Vermont's
every
nice.
Single part of Vermont, and I have yet to meet an unfriendly Vermonter.
Okay, I'll give you Vermont. There's sections of New Hampshire that are great, but there is a bourgeois elitism in the main areas, the Kennedy sort of, I'm talking about that New England, and I don't want to get political here, but they tend to vote blue.
Like Manchester, Vermont?
They're the guys,
part of Vermont?
The guys that are the ones that are telling you to wean yourself off fossil fuels, and then when you want to put a wind farm up, they say, not on my beach.
Right.
Those are the folks I'm talking about. But Chicago's rough. I think the South is just the most incredible thing in the world. You could
Wait, incredible in what way?
Just the most polite. You could literally skid to a stop and crack someone's garage in their driveway, and they'll be like, I just want to apologize for you having to hit my garage. I should have salted the driveway. Obviously, it's my fault, not yours, that you came into my driveway at 65 miles an hour.
You know where the biggest morons are in America? Based, this is based on my viewing of live PD on A&E. Warwick, Rhode Island. I think there are more morons per capita in Warwick, Rhode Island than any other city I've seen on live PD, with the possible exception of Nye County, Nevada. I'm not sure what it is about Nevada, but, I mean, the people are not compliant. They're not friendly. They always manage to give the cops a hard time. And all across America, there's a huge issue with crystal meth. And, you know, it's kind of interesting to play the game. Is this person going to get pinched, or is this person going to get a warning every time we watch live PD? It is Bowerly and Bellavia on News Radio 930 WBEN. We want your telephone calls. What is the friendliest and most unfriendly city in America? Your experience, please. Buffalo is number one, according to this new report. Yep. Yeah, so Buffalo is number one, baby. We are the most friendly city in America, allegedly. We're trying to figure out if you agree with that. And I, you know what? I've got no issue with that, because I think Buffalo is a very special place. As much as I don't like the weather in the wintertime, if I could bring each and every one of you to move to, like, Jamaica or Florida, that's what I would like. That would improve my comfort level significantly. I think there is something in the water in Buffalo that makes us a friendly city, and also makes people vote Democrat all the time. So there's that. But we also want to find out the rudest city in America. And here we are, David, in New York State, and nobody has mentioned New York City. Now, you and I get into brawls over this. I love New York City, and I love the people of New York City, and I do not find it to be this rude, horrible place filled with concrete canyons and no soul, not by a long sight.
Yeah, I hate it. I disagree with everything you just said. I hate the people. I hate the city. I hate the buildings. I think the pigeons need to go. There's nothing about New York. I like the Yankees. I'm a Yankee fan. Other than that, I just assume the Yankees moved to Jersey. I'd still like the Yankees.
All right, so you don't like New York. I do like New York City. Now, let's find out what Harry in Williamsville has to say. Now, when it comes to villages, I got to argue with Michael Caputo on this. You know, Michael Caputo is all about East Aurora as being the friendliest place in the universe. I would argue that the village of Williamsville is the friendliest place in the universe, at least the universe of Western New York. But Harry in Williamsville, he gets around. Harry, first of all, do you agree that Buffalo should be the number one friendliest city in America?
Absolutely.
Is there anything that would make you change your mind, or anything you can think of that makes you say, well, maybe it is, maybe it isn't?
No. I've been to almost every major city in the United States, and Buffalo is far away the most friendly.
You know what? Whether it's number one or number five, I think it's quite an accomplishment, and I think that it is. And obviously, it's an accomplishment that you don't trace to politicians. You got to trace it to the people. There's something about the way we're brought up in Buffalo that I do think makes us one of the friendliest places in the U.S. But you've got an unfriendly city.
Well, I really like L.A. I think they're rude, and then I can understand road rage when you try to drive in L.A. because they give you no quarter whatsoever.
That's my issue with Boston as well. The driving, you'll find a lot of people. I mean, you're going to get to know a city when you are screamed at by the drivers.
Well, and how many Boylston streets are there in Boston? It's like every other street is named Boylston Street.
All they did is pave goat trails there. There was no clue of how to set up a city.
Not at all.
It was horrible. But so, L.A. is one of the worst commutes in the United States by far.
Why do you think, Harry, other than traffic, why do you think L.A. is the most rudest, if we can use, what is that? Is that a double superlative?
Ruder.
Why it would be the rudest city in America?
Well, I think the traffic contributes to it. But then people have to travel and wait and wait and wait. They get very impatient. And then it's hard to deal with that on a day in and day out basis.
How about the vanity factor? I mean, you know, Harry, you're in Williamsville, and we all know that our cousins in East Amherst tend to be snooty and uppity. How about L.A.?
Well, there's so many different sections of it that you could qualify in certain sections, I would imagine. But I'm just talking about general. It's not a pretty city.
It's not. There's nothing about L.A. that I enjoy.
Used to be orange groves as far as the eye could see, David. Orange groves.
Yeah, there are a lot of cities in California that are very friendly. San Francisco, their politics are messed up. You have to dodge, human feces everywhere in the streets. But the people of San Francisco are really kind, decent people.
You know, I noticed that, David, because I dropped a quarter on the street in San Francisco. I had 20 guys lining up behind me to try to help me pick it up, I think.
There you go.
Nothing? That's all I get on that one? That's all I get?
Kansas City.
Wait, like or dislike Kansas City?
I like.
Well, see, you're getting into like the Midwest mentality, and you sound like a guy who's traveled a lot. Do you think that there is a regional component to hospitality and conviviality?
I do. I think Buffalo is more like the Midwest, the cities I've been in the Midwest, and Kansas City is the closest. Every time I go to Kansas City, which I've done 100 times, it feels like I'm coming home.
That's very interesting. And how about, okay, got one else for you. How about the cities of Florida? Because Florida tends to be a very transient area. You know, you talk to people in Buffalo, and many of us can trace our roots here back to 1860 or in some cases 1812, maybe a little bit earlier, okay? But in Florida, it tends to be a lot more transient, and with 20,000 people moving into Florida, I think every single week, one gets the idea that it's almost the first stop people make after they have to stop reporting to their parole officer.
Well, I go to Florida in the winter, and I go to a little place called New Smyrna Beach, and the people there are very friendly, but it's called the fourth most boring city in Florida.
Oh, that is so not true. Smyrna Beach is nice. I mean, if you don't mind watching the cargo freighters, right offshore, it's a nice place to go.
I think Harry brings up a good point, though. When you go to a different city, you always think to yourself, what reminds you of home? And if it's the people and they're friendly people, then it's another reminder that you come from a friendly place.
But why New Smyrna Beach? Why not the other side?
Well, it's just I've had long family connections to that area, so that's why I go there. But
now, you're not all that far from Boynton Beach, Boynton Beach, Miami, that whole corridor, that's right about where you are, maybe a little north of that?
Well, fairly north of that. It's just south of Daytona and north of Canaveral, about due east of Orlando.
Well, as far as Florida is concerned, and I've been looking into this lately, I think as far as the state of Florida goes, I think more ex-Buffalonians locate in the Tampa Bay area than any other part of Florida. Do you agree or disagree with that?
I can't answer it because I really don't know. But I know there's a lot on the West Coast that seem to go to the Fort Myers area in North Naples.
Well, those are the people with money. I mean, the Fort Myers. I mean, And by the way, you're going to have to tell me something. There is a county in Florida, ladies and gentlemen. It is called Pasco County. It is north of Hillsborough County. It's north of Tampa, okay? It's north of Clearwater. And I really want to know whatever happened to Pasco County, because when I lived there, Pasco County was filled with a whole bunch of snowbirds. It was filled with a whole bunch of retired people, many of whom were from the north. My neighbor was this FBI agent retired, and I lived on Cockatoo Drive. Don't laugh. Cockatoo Drive off of Moog Road in Pasco County, Florida. Now, every time on Live PD, and everything I say is always based on something I saw on Live PD, but Live PD on A&E has shown me that Pasco, Florida, the county, has gone to absolute feces. And it's usually meth involved. I mean, it used to be a real decent place to live, but if I move back to Florida, it sure as hell won't be Pasco County.
Well, again, though, it's when I see, there are sections of North Carolina that, you see bumper stickers that are Bills and Sabres bumper stickers. There's a lot of transplants in those areas, but I don't see, Philly, just their newspaper is angry. Everyone's angry in Philadelphia. brotherly love. What are we talking about here?
Well, that's I think in Philadelphia in 2018, it might be construed better in a prison context because from what I've heard about people coming from Philadelphia, not a friendly place.
No.
All right. Hey, Harry, thank you.
You bet.
All right. Hey, those of you who are Buffalo expats and you're living in a place that is not Buffalo, why don't you call in and tell us if your home that you have chosen in the Carolinas or Florida or Texas or wherever, no, not Texas, forget Texas, tell us whether or not you are happy with the move you made in terms of whether or not the people are friendly. Now, the reason we're bringing this up is we've been ranked the friendliest city in the United States. And whether we are, in fact, number one or whether we're number five is really immaterial. Buffalo is obviously one of the most friendly cities you're ever going to go to.
It's like saying who has the most attractive men or women. How do you gauge that?
Okay, that's where Buffalo kind of goes out of the top five.
No, but how do you, to me, friendly is the same sort of, where are we going with it?
Well, it's you know, it is tough to quantify. It's tough to metricize.
And I think that's one of the reasons why we love, you know, it's the same people that said, you know, the best place to move to is Buffalo. Okay, I can understand that. The economy's growing. There's been a lot of changes. But now you're going to say friendly. Then the next thing you're going to say, who has the best parking? You know, all right. Who's got the best coffee?
Hey,
who's got
But one of the problems.
They attacked our chicken wings. We can't trust these people.
they've appropriated our wings. Yeah. No. So let me give you the phone number because time is taken away here. 803-0930. That's 803-0930. Star 930 on the cell phone and 1-800-616-WBEN. Your experience, the friendliest city and the least friendly city. David, you know, and I can't believe this story came out today because I was thinking about how long has it been since somebody has come into town and done that research project where they drop a wallet with a $20 bill in various cities and they see how many people pick it up and pocket the cash versus how many people get it back to the rightful owner fully intact.
Right. That's when ABC News had Quiñones running around and staging like assaults and seeing who would step up and do something about that. Notice that went away. Something happened.
Yeah.
You put someone's kid in a white panel van and drive off with it, you're going to there's only so many communities you can do that in.
Yeah, that can end very, very badly. Speaking of white vans, I saw on Neighborhood Williamsville. No, I saw on the, I think it's a Neighborhood Williamsville site. Apparently, a couple of guys were hanging out in a white van on Los Robles, and it didn't have tags on it. So that, now I don't know whether they called the police or just went right to the internet, because in some cases I think the internet has replaced the police.
Maybe they work at the Turkish consulate.
Interviewing
a journalist.
And they did report a puddle of blood underneath the white van, which was really strange. At least my white van has a sign on the outside that says free puppies. Friendliest city, rudest city. Let's go to Dave in the always friendly Clarence, New York. Of course, there are two Clarences. There is the snooty Clarence, and then there's the hollow. Dave, you're on WBEN.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
I still miss Hickey's Flea Market. That's how I'm doing. You remember Hickey's?
Oh, yeah.
That was a great place. Anyway, what's on your mind?
Well, I retired a few years ago. My wife and I moved back to Buffalo. We've lived in three other states in the last 10 years, cities, Philadelphia, Richmond, Virginia, and in Londonderry, New Hampshire. Philadelphia, definitely the worst experience, but I think any large city is probably not going to come out of it unscathed. A lot of the natural challenges of working in a big city. You know, when you get in, and that's the unique thing about Buffalo. Buffalo used to be a big city, but it's kind of shrunk. And yet all the things that come with a big city are still here. A lot of things that we probably forget we wouldn't have if we began small and stayed small. But my favorite outside of Buffalo was Richmond, Virginia.
Oh, I've never been really to Richmond that I can remember at this point. Tell us about Richmond and what makes it the friendliest place you've been to.
Well, I think you got to recognize weather right away. It does impact attitudes, but Richmond is kind of a neat city that is still small, but it's growing, and they've been able to put infrastructure in place so you're not frustrated getting around. I think time, you lose, when you live outside of a city or you work in the city, you lose so much of your precious time in your commute to and from work. And I think that's a high level of frustration. And that's why Buffalo, if you think about it, the weather we deal with, and yet we still have great attitudes, it's pretty remarkable.
That's a huge plus. I mean, most people living anywhere where there's bad weather, that tends to be, Seattle, they're miserable in Seattle. Suicide rates are through the roof. It's not a very, you know, grunge music. Anytime that you're known for creating a style of music that just talks about how miserable your life is, not a great ambassador for the city.
I feel stupid and contagious right now. Thanks a lot.
There you go.
Great topic, though, guys. Appreciate it.
We thought so. Thank you very much for the call. Richmond, Virginia. You ever spent any time in Richmond there, David?
I have. It's actually, there's a Philip Morris plant there, and it's one of my favorite stories when I took a tour of the place where they make cigarettes and they don't have any smoke rooms. You would think that at Philip Morris, where they make Marlboro, that you would be able to smoke that Marlboro anywhere on the facility, including like on the floor. But when you go into Philip Morris and everyone's like, nope, no smoking here. We don't tolerate it.
Well, let's see. Is there a place that you... Go ahead.
No, I just wanted to say, getting back to this bicycle, we've been covering wall-to-wall coverage on this bicycle story.
Look, we'll be going live till 10 o'clock
we'll
tonight.
Be going live till 10 o'clock. And you think, why is the old Bethlehem Steel taking so long to become a bike path? Well, now all the pressure's on pulling cars. We found the bikes, Mark. The bikes have been located. Now what's your excuse for not turning Bethlehem Steel into a glorious bicycle path?
In fact, they could spare the auction. They could make those bikes available for rental.
How soon before someone makes them water bikes and puts them on?
Oh, well, I know the people who own the water bike franchise. I'll ask them.
Yes, yeah, so five officers in the Buffalo Police Department just became bike cops overnight.
Oh, and I'm sure they're thrilled with that.
Exactly.
Especially when they find out the detail is going to be in February.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.